I teach fourth grade, which are students that are 9 and 10 years old, at a private school in Scottsdale, Arizona. The tuition at our school is $13,565 a year, and our curriculum is accelerated. Our textbooks and standards are advanced by 1 year. To investigate the technological demographic profile of my students, I first looked at the exposure to technology that they have here at school. And right now, they attend a technology class with a computer teacher 3 days a week for 30 minutes, where they partake in typing lessons, creating and learning Excel, PowerPoint, Publisher, and a variety of Word documents. Throughout the year, I incorporate several assignments that have to be typed. There's numerous opportunities for PowerPoint presentations, communication requirements, where they have to email me a response, and then we also participate in a collaborative wiki page. I have 20 students in my class, and in questioning them, 20 out of 20 have access to a computer, internet, and a printer at home. 50% of those have personal computers that they don't have to share with siblings or parents. To get a better understanding of the exposure they have at home, I interviewed a small group of students. All right, I have a group of 9 and 10-year-old fourth graders of varying technological expertise, and we're trying to figure out their technology demographics. So, how much TV do you typically watch a day?
About 30 minutes. About an hour and a half.
Probably 30 to 45 minutes.
I probably watch like an hour, hour and a half.
Okay. Do you have a computer at home?
Yes.
And what do you use your computer for?
Schoolwork.
And that's it?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a computer?
Yes, even though I have to share it with my brother and sister and schoolwork and sometimes video games.
Okay.
I have a computer. I share it with my dad. And I like to write my stories on it and play games on it.
I have my own computer, and usually I like to use it for school and video games.
Can you do everything by yourself, or is there things, what kinds of things do you do with that equipment? What are you capable of doing with that?
I can do like Word on it and Excel and PowerPoint.
Cool.
I can download stuff, play games, talk, like dial on the telephone, text. That kind of stuff.
My dad sometimes downloads, I can download games on my computer and on my iPod, and I can load songs and stuff.
I like download a whole bunch of songs on my iPod, and then I just use it to play games and stuff.
Okay. If you had to pick one of your most favorite pieces of technology out of everything that you have, which is your favorite?
Probably my Xbox.
How come?
Because, well, there's like lots of games on it and they're really fun.
I'm the same as Olivia, Xbox, because I get to play games. You could speak to the Kinect system.
I like my iPod because I can take it on my trips and I play it at home sometimes.
I like my Kindle Fire because I can read on it really easily, and I can also download games and music and movies on it. So, I think it's like an iPod, except with books.
Do you guys remember living without technology?
No.
No.
Because I know I talked to you about, he has a younger sister that's 4, and she's capable of doing what your younger sister that's 4 is able to do.
She can, like, she could change the channels on the TV, turn it on. She has her own account on our computer. She does a lot of stuff.
Okay. That's crazy, because I just noticed that I didn't even get my first computer until I was in high school.
Yeah, my mom.
How much times have changed?
I asked my mom about that, and she said that she didn't really use technology.
Mm-hmm.
So what she did most was she would play with her friends and stuff. She didn't really have any other like time-consuming thing.
I found it interesting, the last question that I asked, that the students kind of laughed when I had asked if they remembered a life without technology, which is one of the factors that leads me to labeling them as digital natives. I am impressed every day by the work that they can complete with the computer. Sometimes I will question them, you know, if I can't find something on the computer or I have a question about some piece of software or where something is located within PowerPoint or on Microsoft Office. So based on all of the questions and research information that I have completed, I would characterize this group of students as very advanced with technology and excited to continue incorporating new pieces and challenging them every day.